Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Talking about to mask or not to mask, and we're going to go to Derek in Medford. Derek, is this the same fellow who I was calling Mark before?
And if you have me, I heard the noise, but it's Eric in Western New York.
Okay, so it's Eric, not in Eric in Medford, but Eric. Okay, I know Eric.
Yep, I've called before. I talked about the farming issue.
No. I know you well. I know you well, Eric. No problem. You were not from Medford. You were from New York State. So to mask or not to mask, I'm going to guess you are not a mask guy, Eric.
Oh, you got that right. I haven't worn one, won't. They're not going to. Nobody around here wears one. Nobody that goes to the store I shop at wears one, including the owner of the store or the employees. There were 500 people at the chicken barbecue on Memorial Day in the town right next to me. Not a one of them wearing a mask. This is right at the height of the quote-unquote pandemic. And it's been a month. I didn't want to report on this and prematurely. I wanted to give it a few weeks, make sure, you know, boy, is this going to cause a spike in the numbers? Is everybody going to get sick? Are the hospitals going to be overflowing? Is the toilet paper going to run out? And guess what? Nothing. Zero. Nobody got sick. No spike in numbers.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Okay, I'm not going to argue with you. I want to know this. What's going on? Are you guys immune to this up there? Are you impervious to this up there? Or what's going on?
I agree with the gentleman I conversed with. We believe that it's been around longer than people think it has, and the herd immunity, so to speak, has already been achieved. We still should be also always be sanitary, et cetera. But reading the recent report from a well-known neurosurgeon named Dr. Russell Blaylock, B-L-A-Y-L-O-C-K, he released a report that finds that the mask causes hypoxia. There's a between 20, a man here, another guy here, separate from Dr. Blaylock, did an oximeter test with the mask to see how much oxygen comes through. Long and short, there's a 20 to 30% reduction in available oxygen when you're wearing a mask. That's not just a game changer. That's a game ender. It causes hypoxia, which inhibits T lymphocytes, which causes immune inhibitors.
Wait a second. Hold on, Eric. Hold on, Eric. You've given me so much information, we're not going to be able to digest it all, okay? So are there people up in New York who are dying from wearing masks?
No. Slowly, people are suffocating themselves to death and killing brain cells and causing hypoxia by wearing a mask. It should only be for people who are sick, not for the general public.
This so you agree with what Dr. Fauci said in March, right?
Correct. He was right at that time, and for some reason he flipped. And I think there's a lot of agendas at play, which we could get into later.
Okay, so here's my question. So if you're convinced of herd immunity, what's going on in Florida, Texas, and Colorado right now?
I'll tell you a quick story and then I'll go. Fraudulent numbers. So the government is lying.
Okay, well that solves that. Fraud. So therefore, the hospitals that are full in Texas and filling up in Florida and California, are those people who are hired by the government to show up and play patients?
I'm not there firsthand, so I can't say. But I'll tell you what I do know. I was on the phone with.
Is that possible in your mind?
Well, look, I think there are people are going in for things other than coronavirus. I know there's hospitals fraudulently writing coronavirus on the death certificate to get the $50,000, and I have witnesses to that.
Okay, so you're telling me that if a hospital writes coronavirus, some guy comes in and he's hit by a truck, and
I'll give you specific Florida hospital.
Eric, let me ask you the question. Come on. I never cut you off. I just want to ask you a question. So some guy gets hit by a Mack trailer. He's splattered all over the road. They scoop him up. They rush him to the hospital. He's DOA at the hospital. So if they can say he had coronavirus, they're going to get an extra $50,000. Where does that money come from?
No, I'll give you a specific example. of a woman who witnessed a guy go into fibrillation at a nursing home. The EMTs rushed him to the hospital. He basically had a heart attack and died, and the hospital wrote coronavirus on the death certificate to get the $50,000.
Who gives him $50,000?
The hospital. Coronavirus death, they get money.
Big money. Who gives the hospital $50,000 because the guy is pronounced for coronavirus? Who's doing that?
We do, via the government that steals the money from us through taxes.
Well, but what's the program? Because I've never heard this before, that the hospital was going to get $50,000 because on the death certificate it lists either correctly or fraudulently coronavirus as the cause of death.
Yes, I will have to get back to you on those details. The programs
Eric, is that you throw the stuff out there, and you know, if you said to me, "Well, Dan, the Senate passed and the House concurred and the President signed a piece of legislation called the $50,000 to every hospital for confirmed or unconfirmed coronavirus deaths," and it's signed by the President in February of this year, we could cite it. But when you throw out $50,000, I've never heard that before. And guess what, Derek? I followed this stuff pretty closely.
Well, listen, I will dig up the paper trail and get back to you on that on my next call.
Good enough. Fair enough. As always, challenging calls, Eric. You know that.
Thank you so much, my friend.
Talk to you soon.
Tell people in advance that they should expect that we're requiring them to wear a mask. Then I think the vast majority of people understand why, and we'll absolutely comply. We don't want to be the police.
The mask police. That's Gary Kelly. He's the CEO of Southwest Airlines, and the airlines are getting back. So I guess they're starting to fill up the middle seats. We're going to fill up our line here, and let us go to Al in Saugus. Al, next on Nightside. Go right ahead, Al.
Hey, you have a false premise. There's no such thing as a choice. If I want to go in and get my Chinese food, I got to put the mask on. There's no choice. If I want to go in the liquor store, I don't have a choice. I want to go in and get that six pack. I got to put the mask on.
Well, so some people are telling me that if they have a medical condition,
doesn't work. I've tried it.
What's that?
I've tried it. I've told them I have a medical thing. Go, oh, well, wait outside. What do you want? We'll bring it out to you, and you can transact it outside. It doesn't work.
What's the problem? What's the problem with that?
The problem with that is I want to go in there and find what beer I want, and I don't want to have to. I don't know. I'm not sure what I want. And if some grocery stores are strict, there are a couple of grocery stores that said it's just a suggestion. You know, but I mostly wear it just so I don't have a problem. I don't want to have a fight like you said with anybody. But I'm going to prove something to you that we're being trained. All right. You ready?
Yeah.
Dan, when's the last time you heard someone sneeze or cough?
I think I coughed a couple of times this morning.
I'm talking about in public in the store. We're being trained to stifle ourselves. I haven't heard a cough or a sneeze.
Well, that might be a good thing, right?
Well, it's a thing about get an aneurysm, stifle a sneeze. You could get a brain aneurysm for one thing. But it's showing you that they're training us to control. All right.
For what purpose?
What's the thing about? Why do I have to be 6 feet from you? Are you perspiring cooties in the store?
Wait a second. Hold on. Let's take it one at a time. Hell, what? They're training us for what purpose?
To get us to comply and just follow orders like real men should. Don't be independent-minded and strong. Be a limp-wristed man, all right? That's what the real story is. She's goading you into being a real man. That's so sexist. Can you imagine if Trump said something like that about be a real woman and take care of your kids or I mean, what's the sexism about Nancy Pelosi pulling that line? That's ridiculous.
Well, Nancy Pelosi, you know, obviously says a lot of things that I disagree with. That's one of the reasons I played it. But so who are these people that are training us? Because I want to know who they are.
There's a reset coming up economically, and the gentleman that you had from upstate New York knows some of this stuff too. They were paying extra money, $13,000 for COVID. If you go on a ventilator, it was $39,000. I don't know about the $50,000, but I've read that, and I've also read about the masks.
What I'm trying to get at here, Al, because you and Eric know more about this stuff than I do, and I'm always smart enough to know that I can learn. Was this a piece of legislation? If it is, and you could direct me to it, I'd love to break that story.
So Fauci said get rid of the handshake. Does that mean what do we do with the hug and the smile? Are we getting rid of those too? You can't have a handshake. Remember that? No handshakes.
Yeah, I haven't been. I haven't been shaking
pure
hands.
Fauci. No handshakes.
Are you?
So
are you shaking hands?
And the smile.
Are you shaking hands?
I've been doing the fist potato, whatever you call it, knuckle or
the
elbow.
Fist bump. So therefore, you're
thing.
Allowing yourself to be trained.
I am just. I at times will do a fist pump. I'll do an elbow tap. All right.
Right, but that's
you
then
know,
that
you know
is
what I did?
You're submitting to dance. You're submitting to the training that they're imposing on you.
I've shaken a few hands. I shook
how
a hand
many?
With a guy.
How many hands have you
one
shaken
guy
since
that was taken down doing plumbing work? Let's call it. I shook his hand for a minute. We hesitated. We both hesitated.
No, but how many people? How many people have you shaken hands with in the last three
that's
months?
It. Since March, one guy. Yeah.
Okay, so now you. Who are knowledgeable and perceptive enough to know that they're trying to train you, you are submitting to the training.
I years ago, I started doing the fist thing, the knuckle to knuckle fist.
Oh, okay. So therefore, okay, so you're comfortable with that. They're not training you on that, but they're training you on the mask. Okay, I get it. I get it. You had me confused there for a minute.
One more thing, Dan.
Sure.
I solved this years ago. When I'm going to sneeze or cough, I do the vampire sneeze or cough. It's called common courtesy and respect. I don't need to put a diaper on my face all times. I can cover and stifle my cough and my sneeze. We're being trained here.
So,
you can't even see a smile on someone's face. They've taken away our smiles, and they've divided us by 6 feet and emotionally even more so. And they want us divided. They want us.
Who's
separated.
They? I what I want to figure out is who's doing
the
this
new
to us.
New World Order. Bill Gates.
So Gates
Kissinger.
And who else?
Kissinger. Fauci.
Kissinger.
Yeah.
Is he still alive?
He is. Oh, yeah. Only the good die young.
Okay. So Fauci, we got to watch out for Gates, Fauci, Kissinger, anyone else.
Bioweapon? Do you think it's a natural, the virus is natural, or was it man-made? What do you think?
My inclination, and I'm not an expert, as I think you and Eric are. I think the two of you know more about this than I do. My inclination is it was man-made in that laboratory and that it somehow some of it escaped. The question is whether it escaped unintentionally or whether or not it was allowed to escape. But I just want to come back because I want to know who's training me. Gates, Kissinger,
look
Fauci. Anyone else?
Agenda 2030. It's for NATO and the UN. They don't want us to prosper and grow. They want us to become a third
now,
world
nation.
Now,
let me ask you. Is President Trump aware of this?
To some degree, I believe he is.
Okay, so can I trust him at this point or no?
I'm not going to bet my life on it. All right.
Okay. Fair enough. All right, Al. Interesting information. Thank you very much.
All right.
Have a great night. Let's go to Joseph and Lynn. Joseph, you're next on Nightside.
Well,
how are you tonight?
This is quite a subject, and I can't wear a mask. I have a letter from a doctor, but your guys are right. So I don't pass out, but I have trouble breathing over because I've had some lumps. So I do for a while, but I don't for a while.
No. Look, if you got a medical issue, why?
Yeah, I have
think
a letter
that's legitimate.
And but my dentist still won't let me in without, so I'll have to wear a little. Now, I want to mention a book to you. May I mention this book? It'll explain all about this virus, COVID-19 Remedy by, Dr. Cass Ingram. I agree with Al that all these people are involved in this.
Is there anyone else I should know about? Because I want to be alert on alert. Who else? Is there anyone else?
I don't know
Gates,
all
and Fauci. Who else?
Yeah, Fauci, Gates. I don't know, but there are other people that are involved with this.
Well, he said Kissinger.
Order.
You know, so I'm with you on that. Anyone else?
Yeah, I don't know right now, but I think.
Would you do me a favor?
Yeah.
If you find out that there are other people involved in this, I want you to let me know.
I'll send you the email, I do write to you occasionally. Yeah,
sure.
I wanted to make a few other comments about the Texas. I heard tonight on the radio that the ICUs are not full. A talk show host dug into the numbers, and the media is wrong. Yes, people are going to the hospital, but there are three stages of, different levels.
Oh, yeah.
And
Why are they going to the hospital?
Well, because some of them get sick and they have the COVID and they have to get treated like I did.
Mm.
But they're not dying, thank God. But
so the COVID's real, though, as far as you're concerned.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Of course. Yeah. Some people tonight, I thought, didn't think it was real. Okay. That's.
Well, yeah. And I think.
At least they're scaring us with something that's real. I would really be upset if they were scaring us with something that wasn't real.
Yeah. And I do agree with you. And I don't know whether you can get this man on or not. Knut Winkowski, he is an epidemiologist. He said the same thing that you and I did when we talked on the phone privately. Let the virus do herd immunity. And I agree, because I'll bet you more people have it that don't know it.
Well, Eric said that up in New York, they're having barbecues and parties and that they got their herd immunity up there.
Yeah, well, maybe they do. I'll tell you, this is something else going on. But
Yeah. I'm with you, Joseph. I appreciate your call. Thanks very much for clarifying.
I'll try and find out for you those other people.
If you find out anyone else, let me know. We'll out them here, okay?
But get that book.
I will.
I mentioned. Thanks.
All right, thanks, Joseph. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Let me go to – this says Keen in Leominster. Keen, is that Keen, your first name?
Karen? Is it
it's
me?
It's a Karen. Okay, it came out. It's up here as K-E-A-N, but that's okay. I'm going to call you Karen.
Okay.
Go ahead, Karen.
Well, I just want to say I wear a mask all the time when I go out in Leominster. You can't get in Leominster Taxi without wearing a mask. You can't get in any of the big stores without wearing a mask, and I feel very secure wearing a mask.
Yeah,
because I have asthma. It's not bad, but... And I catch things more easily than I used to.
Yeah.
So I feel that at least in wearing a mask, I'm protecting somebody else in case I have something. And I'm protected from, them if they have something.
No, absolutely. I think it only makes sense. I don't get it why the people are so upset. But again, you heard Al, you heard Eric.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're...
Yeah, people get all kinds of ideas, but COVID-19 is real. I have some people I know. Joe was one of them, got it, and someone else I know had it. And
I know people who have died from it. I think it's for real. There are a lot of people, though, that think that I think that Henry Kissinger, Bill Gates, and Tony Fauci have some agenda that I don't quite understand yet.
I don't either.
I don't either.
Okay. And there are all kinds of masks out there. There are the cheaper masks, and there's one, the Boomers Naturals. I got a couple of those, and they're very comfortable.
Yeah, that's what I liked about them. You heard I advertised those, and I really believe in them. They're very comfortable. They fit snugly around my jawline, so I'm not worried about something sneaking in. And I'm able to breathe and talk through them.
Oh, yeah.
And let me ask you this. Has yours lasted a long time? I mean,
Yes, I wear it. I wash it out.
Yeah, but I don't. Do you wash it every? I don't wash it every night. To be honest with you, if I just wore it to run to the store to get a cup of coffee or something, I'm not washing it every night.
No, if I've worn it for some time, I'll rinse it under water and use soap on it or Woolite, and then hang it up.
Yep, I do the same. I do the exact same thing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Karen, I appreciate your call. I'm sorry that we had the misspelling there, but we got it now. Karen in Leominster.
Oh, that's okay.
I got a lot of listeners in Leominster, by the way. Tell your friends about us. Earlier tonight, George from Leominster. We got a bunch of people up there in Leominster. So.
Oh, yeah. And I believe the guy in New York was saying about not probably in the community he lives in, probably not many people have gotten it because here in Central Mass, not as many people are getting it as, a big city like Boston that's more crowded.
No, that makes a lot of sense. That makes a lot of sense.
And I was often worried with all these demonstrators. I said, you just watch.
It hasn't bumped up in Boston. They had all those demonstrations in Boston and the rallies.
It hasn't
bumped up, has it? And no one's saying that. I'm observing that. There's been no, as a matter of fact, yesterday for the first time, we had no deaths. And all the numbers, hospitalization numbers, infection numbers, deaths, they're going down, which is a good thing. And I'd like to think it's because of masks.
Well,
thanks, Karen. We'll talk soon, okay?
And I hope that the virus is going away.
Me too.
Slowly.
Happy 4th of July,
nice.
Okay? Let's all celebrate the 4th, okay? Thanks, Karen.
Oh, indeed, yep.
Thanks. Talk to you soon. Good night. 617-254-1030, 888-929-1030. All viewpoints are welcome here on Nightside. I just ask questions because there are people out there who know stuff I don't. And I'm always interested in hearing other points of view, including yours. 617-254-1030.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
888-929-1030.
Nightside with Dan Ray. The News Watch never stops. WBZ News Radio 1030.
Our break-even load factor was somewhere in the 60 to 70% range. Can we do that indefinitely? No.
That, again, is the Gary Kelly, who is the president, or the CEO, I should say, of Southwest Airlines. Back to the phones we go. Going to go to Janice in Melrose. Janice, hey, Janice, welcome. How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you, Dan?
I'm doing great. So what's your thought on this? Are you a mask wearer?
Well, I have to wherever I want to go, but I'm concerned about the health ramifications of wearing masks for long hours. And
I'm concerned about the health ramifications of not wearing masks.
Not wearing it. Well, I'm not sure how much they block, but I've been trying to do research on this. I found an article by a Canadian physician who said that there's he cited a study in the UK that said 4 hours was too long, that once the mask gets damp, it starts to grow bacteria, and that you were twice as likely to get a respiratory infection with a surgical mask and 14 times as likely with a cloth mask. And I'm trying to find more things. I just read something by a Facebook thing by a guy who was OSHA certified. He said the surgical masks are designed to be used in a sterile environment. So when we're wearing them, they get contaminated pretty quickly with things in the environment, and then they stop working.
Yeah.
But I'm concerned about when, you know, it's summer, they get moist pretty quickly. And he said you don't want to get a drug-resistant bacteria in your lungs. And I've been dealing with that for 10 years, so I know what it's like. And I'm thinking of the kids that you send off to school and with one mask, and it's going to get damp, and they're outside, and, you know,
so
they're
playing. So what's the solution?
Know.
What do you do? What is that?
I don't know. I need more information, and I don't feel like I'm getting answers, because first they told us they didn't work, and then now they tell us they do.
Well, I know that. I played that, but I think they
work.
Were wrong.
Oh.
They were wrong originally, and my suspicion, my suggestion is wear a mask. And if you're concerned about wearing a mask a long time during the day, have a couple of masks. So you wear one. Yeah, and then you've switched to the other one, and then when you get home that night, you rinse them out, whatever, let them dry overnight, and you're all ready to go. I don't think it's a complicated problem.
I tested my cloth mask when and this was only a one-layer mask, but I had to change the filter on my shop vac outside, and it throws a lot of fine dust into the air. So I put my cloth mask on. When I finished, I went in, blew my nose, and there was all dirt in my nose. So I don't think it filters dirt. I'm wondering how it's going to filter viruses.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm just concerned that people, the bacteria and mold, the things that people don't wash them.
But if you don't wear them, and again, I get that, but if you don't wear them, look, if you go in and you have surgery in the hospital, there's always the possibility of a complication. I mean, but that doesn't mean you don't go in and have surgery if you really need surgery.
But I don't know. I had to wear a mask for 4 hours yesterday. I was with a family member in the emergency room, and they gave me the hospital mask, and
right.
I have been coughing all day. I just
Well, if you were spending 4 hours in an ER, hope to God you were wearing a mask when you think
Well, they put us in a room, but the problem is that there were so many hospital employees came in and out.
No, that's what I'm saying.
They had masks on, but you want to protect yourself. You don't know what it's like to have a bacteria in your lungs that you have to live with, because it's resistant to drug. And the one in my lungs is common in the environment. It's in water. Mm-hmm. It's in soil.
Well,
and
in that case, get a doctor's note and don't wear a mask. But I'm saying, diagnose your
No, I'm just
situation.
Saying other people can end up in this situation, and I especially kids, because what's in my lungs is in the soil, and so kids get dirt on their masks, and then they get damp, and you know, I
well
just,
maybe they shouldn't wear masks either. You know, Janice, you got to make the problem with life is that you got to make decisions. You know, I have friends of mine who do not want to fly in an airplane. Okay, they are convinced that if they ever get on an airplane, the airplane is going to crash. So you don't fly in an airplane. Now, you probably never get to see parts of the world. Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, there are people who don't want to drive in cars. Yeah, okay, no problem. There are people who don't want to come out of their house. We have freedom of choice.
But people need to know that there can be a danger and that they need to change them often. And
absolutely, and you've just
you know,
helped.
Kids need
just
to be sent to school with like five
that,
different
Janice,
masks
which is a good
to
thing.
Less. You know, and I.
Yep, I'm glad you called and made that point. We've learned a lot tonight. Thanks,
Janice. Because it's very humid out right now, and they get damp very quickly.
Yeah, I do.
Okay,
they do.
Thank
they
you.
Certainly do, particularly in the rain. Thanks, Janice. We'll talk to you later. Okay, have a great night. Okay, we're going next to Michael in Quincy. Hey, Michael, welcome. You're next on Nightside.
Excellent, Dan. How are you?
I think I'm okay.
I wear a mask when I have to.
Yeah.
Other than that, I do not. If I'm walking open air, why do I have to wear a mask?
I agree with you. I mean, if you're outside,
around me, and that is it.
Yeah.
Why do I have to wear a mask if
you're outside and you're in close contact with people? Let's say that you end up going to a kid's sporting event, to a Little League game. I don't even know if they do Little League anymore these days. But
oh, they're going to start it up next week, I heard.
Right. Well, normally Little League, as you know, was May and June, because in the summertime.
No, I know that. Yeah. Well, a friend of mine, he's a baseball ref, and he was telling me.
He's an umpire. He's not a ref. Come on. Come on.
He's an umpire. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't. I corrected myself.
Sacrilegious there. Come on. I'm only teasing you. Go ahead.
No, I know. But he's going back to work next week, and they're going to start up, baseball leagues next week.
Well, that's good. But obviously, you got to be a little bit more careful there than you would be if you were out just walking around or taking a jog somewhere.
Right, right. But, you know, I don't know. It's like...
What's the problem with... Here's what I'm trying to get. There are a lot of... Early this hour, we had some people who were telling us that Bill Gates and Henry Kissinger, and I'm not sure if the Queen Elizabeth was involved in this, but she might be, that they're trying to condition us. Now, you know, interesting theory, but, you know, not one that I particularly buy into, but I'm always willing to listen.
True.
What's the danger of wearing a mask? When I go in any store, I'm popping a mask.
When you go into a store, that's fine.
Yeah.
If you're walking down the street.
I don't feel like I got to wear a mask walking down the street. I agree.
It's well ventilated. I'm not wearing a mask.
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you this. If someone's approaching me and they're going to pass right by me, I might have a mask with me and just put it on for those 10 feet approaching and whatever. Because I don't want to be walking towards someone and then all of a sudden have them sneeze in my face.
No, I know what you say. But, you know, it's like the same thing as, like, just say 10 years ago, you walked down the street, somebody coughed, sneezed, whatever.
Yeah.
Did you have a mask on? No.
Now all of a sudden
you got to put a mask on?
But because there is this highly infectious disease.
I understand this.
COVID-19. It's a new world.
Yes, I understand this. And they're trying to, you know, if somebody passes away, and I called you a while back, my mother passed away.
Sorry,
and
man.
They're trying to go give her COVID-19. She didn't pass away from COVID-19.
Right.
She passed away from natural causes.
Yeah.
No, and now everything is like, it's like, what are we in? Back in Vietnam, we're going to get body count and this and that.
Well, I think there's something going on there. I do think,
you know,
that,
and I think
what I'm concerned about is the concept I'm concerned about is comorbidity.
Right.
So if somebody has stage 4 lung cancer and they happen to get COVID, then they go into the hospital. I don't know. I think that the death certificate might say COVID-19, but complications with stage four. I just, let's be honest.
If you get cancer and all of a sudden, you know, stage four, something like that.
Yeah, I mean, if somebody else has skin cancer and they go in the hospital and they die of COVID, well, that's COVID. But if they got, lung cancer, stage four lung cancer, that's more likely lung cancer.
But it's the same thing. It's like if you walk into a hospital or whatever, the bacteria inside of hospitals is more damaging than anything.
Well, that's true, but that's always been the way. That existed before COVID. It'll exist after COVID.
And that's
Michael,
right.
I
that's
hate to do
I'm
this to you,
now.
But my 11:45 breaks, so I got to let you run.
All right, Dan. Love to talk to you. Bye-bye.
Right back at you. Call again. Talk to you soon. Have a great night. Coming back on Nightside. Final, we got one open line. If you want to call right now, I'll get you in before midnight. I promise, 617-254-1030, 888-929-1030. We're going to go next to Paul in Chelsea. Paul, welcome back. How are you tonight, Paul?
Hi. Good, thanks, Dan. I'm a mask person, and the little discomfort I get from wearing it, I think, is worth the safety that I think it provides. Because I think we'll be wearing masks as a new normal for the next 2 years.
Well, I think you might be right, to be honest with you, at least until they get a vaccine or they get this thing under control. I think it's serious, and it's going to have an impact in so many different ways. I think it might have an impact on the politics in this country, might have an impact on the election one way or the other.
I think that's true.
It's interesting. Today's the July 1st. Now, I can think back to New Year's Day, and I'm sure most people can, and that's only 181 or 182 days ago, halfway through the year. It's unbelievable what we have been through between all of the riots, the looting, the thing out in Seattle, COVID-19. It's been an unbelievable 6 months, and I certainly hope the next 6 months are better for all of us than the last 6 months have been. The people who have lost family members, older, many cases older members, but those folks had more life to live, and they've gone too soon. So I just, this has been probably the toughest 6 months that I can remember that we have gone through as a nation. As bad as 9/11 was, it impacted a lot of people, and it did impact a lot of people down the line, but
no, I agree with you there, but I also know younger people who I'm surprised, people who are in their late 50s, early 60s, who seem to be in relatively good health, who have passed from this. There's so much we don't know that scares me, and that's why I wear a mask.
I'm with you totally, Paul. I appreciate your call, and you are the voice of reason tonight, okay?
Okay, be safe, Dan.
You too, Paul. Appreciate it. We're going to go next to, we got actually two open lines. If you want to try to get in, I'll try to get you on the air. I promise. 617-254-1030, 888-929-1030. This is the first time in 4 hours we actually have a couple of open lines, so take advantage of them. Joanne in Waltham. Hi, Joanne, next on Nightside.
Hi, Dan. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm guessing you're a mask person.
Well, I wear it like most people. If you want to go to a store, you have to.
Yeah.
But no, I'm not. No, I hate them.
Well, I guess no one likes them. I'm going to the dentist tomorrow for my 6 month dental cleaning. I'm not looking forward to going to the dentist tomorrow. I mean,
yeah. My husband went last week. He said they're all in all kinds of gear and
it will be a trip. That's for sure. It'll be different.
Yeah, you'd pretty much just see their eyes, But no, I went to Mass a couple of times, finally, and wear the mask, and they separate the aisles and everything. So it's fine.
Yeah,
but you have to wear the mask.
If the Catholic Church was, or any church was smart at this time of year, beautiful here in New England for 3-4 months, to have Mass outside, have the religious services outside.
Yeah, a few of the churches are doing that. They're outside.
I think they all should do it. As long as they have the landscape, they have the grounds to do it. Do it. Why pile into a church and sit there for an hour?
Well, it's pretty sparse. Not a lot of people.
No, I get that, and I understand that. Boy, the churches are going to have an impact.
But I wanted to mention. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. I interrupted you.
Oh, you have such a fabulous memory. I'm surprised you don't remember the lady doctor you had on about hydroxychloroquine.
Dr. Vliet?
Yes. Yeah, she's wonderful. She mentioned Bill Gates and Fauci.
No, she did. But I don't think that she...
But it was all about the money.
Well, I know that. Think that the arguments that were being made earlier was that somehow Fauci had invested in Wuhan and all of that. I think that what she was talking about was that because hydroxychloroquine is such a cheap and easily accessible drug, and in her mind, and in mine too, very effective when used early at the onset of coronavirus,
right.
And she felt that Big Pharma was not interested in having hydroxychloroquine made so readily available. That's a different argument, as I think the other folks were making. Hey, Joanne, hate to do this. I got full lines. I want to try to get everybody in. Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, you take care.
You take care as well. Talk to you soon. Julie is in Whitman. Hi, Julie. Welcome. Next on Nightside.
Hi, Dan.
Hey, Julie.
Yes, I just want to say I'm a mask wearer. I work at Stop and Shop. And in the deli, and I always have a mask on. And what the person was saying earlier about this kind of worries me, like, because I wash my mask out all the time, but the more you wash them, the more they get fuzzier inside. And I get hot real quick.
Yeah.
And it's very uncomfortable.
But, let me ask you this, Julie. First of all, thank you for what you do. I mean, you're dealing with the public. How many masks do you have?
I love people, so I don't bother much. But I wear, I wash them out every day.
How many masks do you have?
I have, I have some that were made for me in my congregation. And
no, all I'm just saying is that bring two or three with you to work, so if all of a sudden one's starting to feel uncomfortable,
I was grateful to be listening to your show tonight, because I wouldn't know that, but I've been thinking it. I've been thinking it about what we're breathing in, because you're sitting in your own bacteria. My point being tonight is that last night when we went to work, our boss took us aside and said, people have been complaining about people touching your mask and then serving. You're going to touch your mask, and sometimes you bring it down just to breathe.
Sure, yeah, but...
Not to be like, you know...
Yeah, but so, bring an extra mask with you. It's great to have just a, you know, have an extra mask.
Yeah, I do. I'm like very like that.
All right.
I listen to you a lot. I'm a first-time caller. And
Well, again, we don't have the applause. The audience is sitting out tonight, but I'm applauding for you. Hey, Julie, come on back soon as a second-time caller. I want to get a couple more in here quickly if I can, okay?
Oh, yes, go ahead.
Thanks, Julie. Talk to you soon. Have a great night. Let's go to Mike in Braintree. Mike, I want to get you and Bob from Maine in if possible. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Dan, I'm going to say this real quick. I wear the mask when I have to, meaning that if I'm in close proximity with other people, I find it uncomfortable, but if it keeps myself safe and it keeps people around me safe, so I don't have to bring anything home or whatever it is, I wear it. I have tons of masks. I have probably 10 different types. I even have the neck ones that I can just keep in my neck, so if I'm passing by someone, I can just pull it up.
Yeah. That's like a turtleneck mask almost, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Plus, you can kind of throw some cold water in it on a hot day, and it kind of keeps you cool.
Excellent.
Second, I want to throw something at you. I admit we had talked a little bit by statues getting taken down, and you had told me before that people should go through the proper channels and through the legislators and get it done. The guy who got the process started with the Abraham Lincoln one, he went through the proper channels and got it done. So he actually did something the right way.
Oh, no. I acknowledge that, but I would prefer to see, as opposed to the Arts Commission issuing an order, I would have preferred to have seen a citywide vote. Because a public statue is really everyone has an interest in it. I would have preferred to see a citywide vote. That was the point that I was making, okay?
Sure. Real quick, I know you got another one to get in. I think a lot of these should be museums instead of being publicized as far as the ones in the South from the Confederate soldiers.
Yeah, you're opening a huge can of worms, and I don't have time. We'll take that up some night later this week. Fair enough?
I definitely will. Thanks for having me, Mike.
Talk to you soon. Going to get one more in. Mark, check me on time. Here's Bob in Maine. Bob, we're really tight. Go right ahead.
Hi, how's it going?
Bob, you got 10 seconds. Go ahead.
Well, the mask is a good thing. Everybody in Maine isn't compliant, as I noticed. It doesn't seem to be affecting anyone up here.
All right.
I think.
All right, Bob. I hate to do this to you. I shouldn't have even put you on, but you were waiting there. I owe you time the next time you call. Fair enough. We're done for the night. I want to thank Mark Lavalle. I want to thank Nancy Shack. I want to thank Marita. I want to thank all of my callers and all of my listeners. All dogs, all cats, all pets go to heaven. That's where my pal Charlie Ray is, who passed 10 years ago in February. That's where all your pets are who passed. They loved you and you loved them. Hope to see you again tomorrow night. We will see you again tomorrow night. Senator Ed Markey joins us at 8 tomorrow night as we talk about the Senate race. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.